Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Where the White Coats Come Off podcast. If you are a pre-PA, then you are in the right spot. We are so excited to be a part of your journey and to help you get accepted to PA school. Before we get into today's episode, we just want to let you in on something huge. We are doing a free 3-day workshop to create your strongest, best PA school application. You can absolutely get accepted to PA school with a low GPA or other weakness if you apply the right way to the right schools for you and your stats, and with your strongest application, all of which we will be covering at our free 3-day workshop to put together your most competitive app. It's happening April 6th through 8th, again, totally free, and it's gonna be so much fun. Not only are we covering a different part of your CASPA app each day, but there's going to be giveaways and hot seats. Basically, it's going to be epic. So mark your calendars for April 6th through 8th at 7 p.m. Eastern. This will make such a huge difference between you getting acceptances and waitlisted or rejections. So don't miss this huge opportunity. The link to sign up is in the episode notes, and we can't wait to see you there. Literally counting down the days until we get to hang out. Go sign up now for your best, strongest PA school application. Now on to today's episode. Today, we want to cover patient care experience positions and why they are absolutely key for your PA school application success. So you likely already know that one of the biggest components of a competitive PA school application is patient care experience, also known as PCE. Not only does it demonstrate you have actually worked in healthcare and are familiar with the medical setting, but also that you have experience caring for patients and a foundation of skills that PA schools can build on. But we get asked all the time, what are some great patient care positions to aim for to set your application up for success and help you stand out from thousands of other applicants? Glad you asked, because that is what we are talking about today. Before we dive into the nitty-gritty of finding the perfect PCE position for you, let's reiterate why PCE is crucial for your PA school application. So PA programs want to see that you've got real-world experience working with patients. It's not just about acing your prereqs or scoring high on the GRE, although those things certainly help. But what can really set your application apart is hands-on experience with patients, that you have real-life experience with actual patients, and that this time has confirmed your passion for patient care and becoming a PA. Without actually working with patients and performing patient care, how will you know for sure that this is the career you will actually enjoy? But if you've walked the walk, it backs up your talk. So in other words, if you demonstrate roles where you care for patients, it's much easier to convince PA schools that you want to become a PA and work with patients. Your claim seems much more genuine that you want to have a career based around patient care. If you've never worked with patients, this is going to be much harder to convince and convey to PA schools. Similarly, PA schools love seeing PCE on your CASPA because they know what you need to be successful in PA school. On your first day of PA school, you hit the ground going full speed boogie. PA school is intense, it's fast paced, meaning you don't have the time to be learning medical terminology or figuring out the basics. These are things you should know before your first day of PA school. If you have PCE background, then it's pretty much a given and assume that you understand the foundations that PA schools can then start building on your first day of PA school and beyond. So all this to say, PA schools really value patient care experiences. Now, here's where things get interesting. When it comes to PCE, it's not about the job title. It's about the job description. Again, we get asked all the time, what job should I take to get patient care experience? Well, that really depends on what your job description is. It depends on the duties and responsibilities and tasks that you're going to have on a daily basis. When PA programs talk about PCE, they're not just looking for the fancy titles like CNA or medical assistant. What they're really interested in is what you're doing in that role. What are your daily duties? What are your daily responsibilities? Are you getting up close and personal with patients? Are you performing hands-on clinical tasks like taking vital signs or administering medications or doing wound care? That's the stuff that makes a PCE position spicy and extra worthy. What you do on the daily in your position is super important, and how you're going to set yourself apart from the crowds of other pre-PAs. The things you specifically do each day can make your CASPA app shine and wow PA schools. This is especially important when writing your CASPA paragraphs for your PCE. For example, let's take a medical assistant. So a medical assistant in Ohio does different things than a medical assistant in Florida. And an MA in dermatology does vastly different duties than an MA at a cardiologist's office. In the same way, PA faculty only know their own perspectives of an MA, meaning they don't know what you do every day in your role unless you specifically tell them. Maybe they've only been exposed to MAs and orthopedics who do splinting, and you're an MA who not only splints but does wound care and phlebotomy and takes vital signs, etc. So you don't want the perspective of a stranger, PA faculty who's reviewing your application, to color their perception of your patient care position. You want to come right out and tell them all about your strongest, most hands-on patient clinical skills. Tell them exactly what you want them to know about your position. So in your CASPA paragraphs, be very specific about your strongest hands-on patient clinical skills. Remember, it's not about your title. It's about what you actually do in your role. Now let's talk about three excellent PCE positions that will make your application shine. First up, we've kind of touched on it already, is medical assistant positions. So MAs can have a huge variety of tasks and clinical skills depending on the specialty and the setting. In this role, you're most likely going to be getting hands-on experience with duties such as performing vital signs, administering IM injections, splinting, wound care, fingerstick glucose, assisting with procedures, and so much more. All crucial skills and building blocks for a future as a PA. Another excellent patient care experience position is an EMT or paramedic. So if you thrive in high-pressure situations, EMT or being a paramedic may be the gig for you. As an EMT and paramedic, you are usually the first line of defense in emergencies. You provide critical care to patients in need. You may be performing CPR or administering life-saving medications such as epinephrine or Narcan, or you're stabilizing trauma patients. It's fast-paced, it's adrenaline pumping, and it's fantastic PCE. It's such strong PCE. And last on the list, but definitely not least of some of our favorite PCE positions, is a patient care technician or a PCT. So PCTs are also super versatile depending on the setting and the specialty, but expect to do things like performing EKGs or maybe even phlebotomy in some states, splinting, or even performing CPR if you're in the ER setting. It is a hands-on role that'll give you a really well-rounded experience in patient care. So there you have it, why PCE positions are important to PA schools and three excellent PCE positions to kickstart your journey. So get out there, get hands-on, and then show those admissions committees what you've done that makes you a great candidate for their program. Keep up all the amazing work. We are so proud of all that you are doing and accomplishing. And don't forget to jump over to the show notes and sign up for our free 3-day challenge to create your strongest, best PA school application coming up April 6th through the 8th at 7 p.m. Eastern, just in time to have your best app right before the new CASPA cycle opens. Keep up the amazing work, and we'll catch you the next episode.